Well, I think this is quite an important statement that she has made, because there is a recognition of the fact that water and the sanitation has some economic impact. And I think we have to begin to recognize this particular impact that water and sanitation has in terms of hindering progress for the economic and the human development, but also promoting, let's say, human development in this particular case as well. And we believe that coming from the president of Liberia, and also as the goodwill ambassador for water and sanitation in Africa, and also the co-chair of the high-level panel, it's a good sign that we are beginning to make the high-level panel members, and also at the political level, the highest political level in Africa, realizing that we don't have to pay a blind eye to the water and sanitation crisis that we have, which, if we don't address it, basically it has severe impact on the development agenda that Africa may have to put forward in the post-2015 framework.
You know, it's one thing to talk about this, but, you know, we recently had the Millennium Development Goal targets, and safe drinking water was one of the targets. It seems to me Africa has yet to meet that target. With our first meeting, the target of safe drinking water completely.
Yes, I think that's a very important question, because as much as we're talking about what happens in the period in the post-2015 MDGs, I think we still have some, let's say, three more years of work that we have to do in order to at least reduce the gap in terms of meeting the target. And I'm happy to say here that the heads of state at their meeting, Sharm el-Sheikh, in 2008, they made some specific commitments on how to accelerate progress, particularly to meet the sanitation target, as you have rightly put it. What we need to make sure is that governments should work towards increasing investments in the water and, in this particular case, sanitation sector, because at the moment, we realize that the colleagues maybe in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, maybe in most of the countries, have not seen that water and investments, particularly in sanitation, are key basically to bring about the results that are desired from the investments in education and investments within the health sector as well.
What impact, if any, does climate change have on this lack of access to sanitation?
Yes, well, climate change is also an issue, particularly when you talk of, let's say, access to safe water and sanitation. And by the end of the day, you realize that for one to have some safe sanitation, then definitely the issue of water has also to be addressed. And with the climate change, we are saying that in the case of Africa, we are either going to see more rains, and the impact is basically going to be seen in the water sector. Now, if we are to have more rains, then it means that we are having more floods, and then we may have challenges to deal with the problems of sanitation within the rural areas or within the urban settings. And when it comes to issues of also drought, we may have challenges in terms of accessing water that can help us to meet the hygiene and sanitary demands, if anything, at that particular level. So it's interconnected in that particular manner.